Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening, and I've got Larry on his phone down south. Hi, Larry, how you doing?
Hey, Stuart, I'm sitting in my bunker with my combat boots on, and I'm ready to go.
I know what you mean. Before we get rolling, we got a comment from a person, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. I will later in another show when we've got more time. But I just want to excerpt something. What I'm getting at is that the gospel that Stuart continues to teach is false. We are under Paul's gospel, not the gospel that Jesus gave to the Jews before he died. The New Testament began with the death of Jesus, and Paul gave it to us. So Stuart is accursed, according to the Bible, and I pray that he will see his error. Anyway, I'm going to reply much later to that. It's an absolute heresy, what you just said. Or what you commented on. I don't know. I think I know where that's coming from. There's a fellow on YouTube that's preaching Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John don't belong in the New Testament whatsoever. And he claims he's a Pauline and he does not follow anything that Jesus had to say. Well, the problem with that is Paul's gospel is identical to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you know how to read, I don't think you people know how to read that make comments like this. You're not reading it. So I'm going to leave you. I don't want to get off on a tangent here. Hebrews 5:9, and being made perfect, he, Jesus Christ, became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Not Paul. That obey him, that obey Jesus Christ. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, not do what I say? You're being blown about by every wind of doctrine that comes down the pike. You got to learn how to put this stuff together or you're going to go into eternal ruin. Ask, seek, knock, strive, labor, continue as Jesus Christ commanded is not a work. It has nothing to do with works. A work is where you are attempting to justify yourself to God by your good deeds, your good thoughts, etc., etc. That's what the Jews are trying to do. You can't do it. You're a fallen creature. Your works are worthless. They're trash. As Paul said, they're dung. And that's a polite word for another kind of phraseology. Anyway, if you want to believe in all of these heresies and be blown about by every wind of doctrine, go ahead. You will end up in eternal ruin. I'll repeat it. Hebrews 5:9, and being made perfect, he, Jesus Christ, became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Well, if you want to obey Paul, go ahead. Paul's gospel is identical to the Lord's if you study it out. There's no contradiction in any of this stuff. Anyway, then I want to read a prophecy, and this came from Steve Quayle, I think, back in 1992 or something like that. Larry, please comment on this one. The government of your land worships at the altars of Mammon. The evil they do is an affront to my righteousness and an attack on my throne. And now hear their judgment. In one day I will bring down their financial system. the entire world will stand in awe. The politicians will run to and fro, unable to do anything to stop the onslaught of my judgment. Your country will come to a virtual standstill. No planes will fly, no trains will run, no trucks will run. As food runs out, millions will flee the cities as drought and famine begin to take hold. Total chaos will ensue. Panic will break forth, and there will be much death and sorrow. As those who fall in the city die, plague will break forth, pestilence will follow. Millions will wander your highways and byways searching for food just to continue living. The wild beasts and the tribes of men will pursue and attack and take away even what little those fleeing possess. What do you think, Larry? Sounds quite real to me.
Well, yeah, I really can't argue with that. Look at where we are.
Yeah, I know. It's okay, a few headlines here. Our coronavirus reinfections, not infections, but the reinfections, being caused by a second bioweaponized and mutating virus distinct and different than COVID-19. Would authorities tell us if it were? Coronavirus is reinfecting far too many with deadly consequences. The second time you get it, you're basically dead. Here's another headline. Coronavirus been spreading in Washington state for 6 weeks. There are hundreds of undiagnosed people, say experts, as panic buying spreads and new cases are reported in Rhode Island and Illinois following the first death. Another headline, Trump administration officials, do not get prepared. Don't buy masks. Don't buy food. Don't buy your cleaning supplies or anything. Just wait for the vaccine and then do what you're told. We could word it this way. Trump administration officials, do not prepare in any way, shape, or manner because we want you to get this virus. And we want you to die because we believe in the Georgia Guidestones. And we believe that 6.5 billion humans should drop dead so that we can have the world for ourselves. After all, we're the money people. And because we have money, we're very, very wise, and we're not evil at all. What do you think, Larry?
Well, I'll tell you what, this is a whole different ballgame, but if you watch closely, it includes all the health agencies that are under Donald Trump. They are not following his orders. They are doing it the deep state way.
I noticed that even you watched, I don't know if you watched Pence when he came out and they did something on the virus. The numbers they're giving you are way, way under. I was listening to Mike Adams from Health Ranger, and I think he said there's between 4,000 and more cases already, and probably, it doubles, and then doubles and doubles and doubles again. And it's just amazing how they're handling this. Panic buying hits the U.S. as anxious shoppers stockpile food and medical supplies as the number of coronavirus cases surge to 91. Well, that's the I would multiply that by at least 10 or 100 to get the real facts. There's so much lying going on. And folks, if you haven't done it, I went on Amazon.com just to see what's going on, and they are behind. They're behind on their orders. In fact, for a while, I thought their orders had probably stopped, but that's not the case. They still are shipping, but if you want stuff dumped to your doorstep, that's the place to get it. And Amazon, and if you just search around, you got to be careful because there's a lot of price gouging going on. Just search the what you need out and search for the lowest price, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What's the latest, Larry, that you've got on this?
Well, what's interesting, Hal Turner came out with some information this evening or early this morning. I'd called you and gave you a heads up on it, but basically, basically it reports intelligence, WatchCon 1, imminent crisis. And basically, he comments that due to sustained human-to-human transmission outside China of coronavirus, the National Center for Medical Intelligence has raised the risk of pandemic from probable to imminent. He also reports the U.S. Joint Chief of Staff Intel briefing is reporting they expect COVID-19 will likely become a global pandemic. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I think it probably I was somebody who sent an article about why they're not calling it a pandemic. And it has something to do with stocks and money. I
yeah.
love humanity. Money, mammon is it. I mean, that's all there is. If we don't care if 300 million Americans die because we need the money. I don't know, Larry. Makes you wonder what's in the heart of people other than what Jeremiah says. Desperately wicked. Who could know it? I just want to read some headlines here, and then we'll get back to other stuff. Stocks try to recover stimulus hopes. By the way, that's the plunge protection team doing that. If you haven't heard about the plunge protection team, I think they work for the government, and they just go in and buy all kinds of stocks to keep the thing up. It's fake. It's what it is, but that's what they do. It's called the plunge protection team. Because the average American is, I don't know what you want to call them, naive when it comes to the markets and how they work. FEMA prepping for an emergency. What's that about, Larry?
Well, some very interesting information. Let me see if I can find it here. I'll just report two things, and they kind of dovetail. Yahoo News is reporting FEMA preps for emergency declaration for the USA coronavirus as President Trump preps the emergency announcement. Now, I did hear there was a CDC response on TV that was scheduled today that they canceled. So I don't know where this is leading. But then again, Hal Turner reported earlier, and it, you know, you can't get all the details. I read a lot of it, but basically, the headline, pharmaceuticals already impacted and short supply due to China virus outbreak. Now, the intelligence that I saw, and he's got a long list of all the medications reported to him that are in shortage or unavailable now. This is going to impact, Stuart. This is going to impact all medical procedures. It's going to impact surgeries, including dental procedures. This is all kind of medications, antibiotics, painkillers. I mean, when you say China was producing 90% of the products for our medical field, you wonder what imbecile set that up. And then you think, oh, yeah, that was inside the Beltway, wasn't it?
Wow. So this is, antivirals as well and antibiotics?
Well, almost everything you can think of, including the painkillers and, you know, what the dentist used to, you know, put down pain or what they give you to do a procedure locally. You know, I mean, this is going to impact anesthesia. The shortage is just incredible. And a lot of it, blood pressure medicines is what I noticed. There's over 100 that are already impacted or either unavailable. So, we're not being told, really, all of this. They're not telling this information.
Well, you know, when you really stop and think about it, it's the ripple effects of what this is going to do. Like, I read that the airlines or some of the airlines now are canceling some of their flights because nobody's on the airplane. So if there's nobody there, they aren't going to fly them. So one by one, like the quail prophecy, the airlines are going to stop flying. Well, the trains can't continue if they don't have passengers. Freight, all of that begins to stop, and then you're in a lot of trouble because you're not. Here's the problem as I see it. You got the judgment of the Lord because of who America has become. Where before he was behind us, now he is not. And I remember some time ago I read those statements where don't pray for these people. I don't want you to pray for these people. And I've been told by the Lord not to pray for America, not to pray for her at all, but instead pray for the people in America and the leaders that are, you know, you pray for the leaders because you're ordered to, that they, I pray that they might find the truth. Because that, in the end, it doesn't matter if you're president or pauper. It what matters is whether a person's saved or not. That's the only thing that matters in all of this. And it's just too bad that even the Lord said, I'm not going to pray for those who are not mine. I pray for mine. I pray for those that God gave to me. I'm not going to pray for the world. But when you really stop and analyze what he's saying, it's deadly stuff. Because we know how many real Christians there are out there. He's not praying for any of the rest of them. I'm praying for those that God gave to me. I'm not going to pray for the world. So, I don't know, Larry. I think this is just another judgment. What do you think about that? It's just another judgment from the Lord.
I've watched a lot of, now I don't, you know, I'm not an Orthodox Jew, but I've watched a lot of information coming out of the rabbis, and, you know, I don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak, and I glean information from the rabbis, because some of that, they've got nuggets of truth, and I believe
absolutely
that they're correct. Rabbis and also the Torah codes begin to indicate that when we hit 5780 or 2020, we entered a season of judgment, and I think,
yep,
Stuart, there's no escape.
No, there isn't at this point. We're going in. I remember many, many, many years ago now when the Lord said it was basically over for the United States, and it was just going to take a while to have that happen, but here we are. Noise. Nobody pays any attention to her because she's some Native American shaman leader, and after all, you can't believe anything the Native Americans would say anyway.
Well, you can't
this kind of attitude, this haughtiness, this arrogance of Christians, when the Lord himself said, I'm going to pour out my spirit and my dreams and visions upon everybody that'll receive it. And he does. So, I don't know. And if you take all of that all put together, there's no question we are under severe judgment, and that judgment is going to continue just like Deuteronomy 28 says it will, until America's dead and there are no more. There is no more America. It's gone. It's just too bad to watch. Folks, if you want to go to Angel Fall 923, and you'll find my video on Why America's Babylon. Prove it wrong. I get comments all the time, America's not Babylon. Well, what's your scripture that says it isn't? No reply, because there isn't a reply. It's logical, common sense. When the Lord gives you a description of a nation, well over 140 definitive descriptions of what this nation is, America's the only one that fulfills those parameters. So it really doesn't matter if people don't believe it or not, because it's not going to change it. And here we are, under judgment. And what happens to America? It falls under judgment. So this coronavirus, It's kind of like the Lord tells the rich guys, okay, go ahead. Because I don't think there's any question about this being a targeted military-type weaponized virus. Have you read anything to the contrary, Larry?
No, as a matter of fact, people like Mike Adams and really numerous information people are indicating it that, you know, they've been told that it's a bioweapon. I mean, you know, no matter what everybody's saying, it's just, it's very clear. Matter of fact, I read it on a previous show, Tom Horn reporting that Chinese scientists are finding HIV, Ebola-like mutations, SARS, MERS-CoV, virus. So it's made up of multiple. It's like a gun with multiple bullets, Stuart.
You said something about there were like 20 strains, or I read it somewhere. Do you remember that were involved here? And now they're saying, well, you get reinfected because it mutates all the time.
Well, that's the report that was coming out of Italy. Remember, they've got a lot of cases there. And they're finding that a lot of the victims that they're checking, it's a different strain. So it's either this thing is mutating from person to person, basically, or it's as I said, a gun with many bullets, and each bullet is a different strain of the same virus, but it's different. Its makeup is a little different. So it's kind of like, remember, Stuart, the regular old flu? Every year you have to change the vaccine, and I don't want to go into that, but you have to change it because it's mutated. Every year it comes back different.
Yep. It says here, virus may have spread undetected for 6 weeks in the United States. CDC teams race to catch up. Well, I'm not sure about their racing to catch up. Too many things happened here that would make one think that a lot of this stuff is willful and deliberate, that they want it to spread. Go back to the Georgia Guidestones, folks. Go back to the eugenics written reports of the rich. Go back to the Denver airport and the murals and the disease and the death in those murals. It all adds up to one thing. The rich have decided they got to start to cull humanity. It's very simple. They want you dead. And they've got the money and they've got the means to accomplish it. And according to the Bible, they're going to get away with it for a little while. They're going to wish they'd never been born, but they don't know that now. Okay, another one here. Advisor to Iran's supreme leader dies from the coronavirus. Other top officials are now infected. Iranian health ministry recorded 523 new cases in the past 24 hours. Bringing their total to 1501, probably can multiply that by 10. They mark a 53% increase since yesterday, so it's blowing over there. Before we run out of time, what is going on with the Turkey and Russia war?
Well, I'll run about three articles by you real quick. One is breaking news out of Drudge. It says Israel exit polls basically say that a huge turnout in Israel has occurred, and Netanyahu wins the majority. Now, he's got to form a government, but it looks like he may have won this round in the election, but we'll see. That's developing. Then you've got Yahoo News reporting Turkey destroys scores of Syrian army targets, destroying Syrian army air defense systems, wiped out over 100 Syrian army tanks, and downed two Syrian warplanes on Sunday. And then there's another one just came out, and you know, I'll get your opinion after this, Stuart, and I'll go through this real quick here. I made some notes from Ben Danoon with Israeli News Live. He did a quick report, and I put it on my blog today if people will listen to it, but it says Turkey shoots down Syrian planes, Russian embassy under siege in Damascus. Israel is involved. U.S. aircraft carrier in the region. I checked on that, Stuart, and it's the USS Eisenhower, which is moving towards the Syria coast. And Russia steps aside and possibly allowing Turkey to take Damascus. Also reported, said Assad, about to fall Damascus under direct attack. Israel is attacking Damascus and the Iranians in the south, Turkey attacking in the northwest. And basically, he just came out with a comment, said, because of Damascus being the last stronghold of real Christians in the Middle East, that the fall of Damascus is not going to be the will of God. But as you say, Stuart, it may be because of the Israelis some way or other.
Yeah, it does say in Isaiah 17, this is interesting, are we watching the groundwork for future Isaiah 17, or is this going to actually be Isaiah 17? You know, we often did speculate, well, it doesn't actually say who does it. It just says because of. In other words, the politics and the hidden things behind the scenes could be the cause of what is going on right now. Wow.
And let me run another real quick by you. I know we're running out of time shortly, but I want you to comment on this one because of Henry Gruver's. Remember, he had an experience where he said that the Israelis would finish off Gaza one day. And
yes.
This is a headline today from Breaking Israel News. Listen to this, and I don't know whether this was intentional or whether this accidental, but listen to the headline. Israel's Defense Minister Naftali Bennett leaks plans of a surprise attack against Hamas. The Israeli Defense Forces was in the final preps for an attack, a land battle inside Gaza. And Bennett also commented that Bibi had agreed to attack Gaza. What do you think on the timing?
Well, the timing is perfect for everything. I mean, We're watching everything converge for the tribulation, the start, big time, and what's going on right here in America. But I always knew that Netanyahu, I don't know how I knew it, but when I saw him, he was on TV about 25 years ago, and the Spirit, I think it was the Holy Spirit, said Netanyahu is the man who's going to lead Israel into the tribulation period. You know, they tried to get rid of him more than once, and it just doesn't work. So maybe the hand of the Lord is on Netanyahu, just like it is on Donald Trump, until they both fulfill what the Lord's agenda is for those things. But Henry Gruver, didn't he say that the whole world would come against Israel for what they did? What they eradicated, basically, the Palestinians, right?
Well, he did say that, and he also made the comment, the very odd comment, that because of what Israel did to the Palestinians, that there would be a huge meeting of the United Nations in Geneva, not New York, Geneva. So before that happened, something had to begin to separate the U.S. out of the U.N. to some degree to where they're meeting. And I do know they're meeting now in Geneva more often.
Yeah, well, maybe they're getting ready because they maybe know that New York is going to go. You know, and the Bible more or less indicates that that great city does kind of disappear. It vanishes. I guess one could call it a tropical heat wave, instant tropical heat wave that totally destroys New York. There have been a lot of prophecies about, excuse me. Anyway, folks, this is not good. We're on the verge of some really bad, bad, bad stuff, and I hope you have taken care. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on, and we'll be back on if anything really does break forth. Any final comment, Larry?
Yeah, I just wanted to remind people that even though judgment's in the land, God will still take care of his people, those that do what he says.
Absolutely. Yep. And people need to keep in mind, for every warning that the Lord gives, there's a promise. So I guess that's all one can say about it. Anyway, thanks everyone for listening. Thanks, Larry, for coming on. And we'll be back on if we hear anything. Otherwise, see you on Wednesday. Good night, everyone.